Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I am the floor supervisor in the fraud department. Good evening. How can I help you today?
Well, I have an amount on my credit card for, let me have it right here, for $63 and something.
Okay.
It says it comes from electronic something. I didn't order any electronics, that's for sure. But the $5.97 or whatever that was, mm-hmm. He said that was for the shipping of a pan or a pot. I took a survey or something for Kohl's, and they said they would send me a pan for $5 and something for the shipping. But I did not order in any set of pans.
Can I have the first, last name, and the zip code on the account you're calling in about today, please?
Betty Cohen, and that's Koehn.
Thank you,
ma'am. That's what it's about, that pan.
And can I have the zip code, please?
Pardon, 95301.
Okay, thank you. Okay, can I have the shipping address, please?
22 Castle Del Mar Avenue in Atwater, California, 95301.
Okay, thank you. I pulled up the account with that information today, and I'm showing that is for the...
It was supposed to be in for one pot.
I see, it's for one crescent pan entry into the sweepstakes to win that pot, ma'am. That was for the $5.74. And then you were going to be billed for the actual membership fee. I'm showing 4 days after signing up, ma'am.
No, they did not tell me anything about any other.
So did you authorize the $5.74 for that
crescent
pan entry?
Yes.
Okay. So that does not make it fraudulent for what you're being billed for the membership fee, because it was as a gift for signing up for the membership, ma'am.
They didn't say anything about a membership fee.
Yes, ma'am. It was stated in terms and conditions, ma'am, that you were going to be signing up for the membership.
Well, I don't want that.
Okay, ma'am. I'll be happy to make sure it's canceled out. Regarding the charge, though, it is not fraudulent, so I cannot file it as fraud since it's not a fraudulent charge. What I can do, though, is provide you as a courtesy refund 35% back to the account for the membership fee.
35% back?
Mm-hmm.
No, I want the whole membership fee taken off. I did not want a membership fee of any kind. You can keep the pan and whatever.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. What I will go ahead and do is a one-time courtesy is provide you with a 50% refund, ma'am, but it's not fraudulent. That would be the most I could do for you.
So how much are you charging me?
Okay, ma'am, so it'd be a 50% refund. Would be the most I can do as a courtesy refund. So that comes out to, give me just a second.
Ma'am, you should be able to take the whole thing off. I don't want the whatever it is.
So I come out to $33.66 refund, ma'am.
No, I want the whole $60-some taken off.
Well, ma'am, I do apologize. It's not fraudulent, ma'am, so I can't file fraud on that, ma'am, when it's not a fraudulent charge. You did initially have to agree to those terms and conditions as it was provided to read over before checkout and at checkout that you were signing up for the membership, ma'am.
What you're being current charge is the membership fee. And you can keep your pot.
You authorize the cost of the $5.74 for the recent comp, ma'am. That's what allowed you to sign up for the membership, ma'am. When you selected, I want to receive the gift of the Crescent Pot entry, that's when you signed up for the membership. It was stated in terms and conditions.
I didn't sign up for any membership.
Yes, ma'am, you did when you accepted that gift, ma'am. You had to agree those terms and conditions to receive the gift, ma'am. You were receiving the gift for the Discounts Club membership. Now, what I can go ahead and do is I've already started working on making sure it's canceled. Regarding the charges, ma'am, the most I'll be able to do will be a 50% refund for you today as a one-time courtesy.
Okay.
Okay. Give me a moment while I get that refunded, ma'am. I do need to verify, is there a dispute or block, though, that would prevent this refund from being issued today? Hello?
Yes.
Ma'am, is there a dispute or block with your card company that would prevent me from getting the refund issued today?
I will call my card company and let them know.
What I will go ahead and do is a one-time courtesy, ma'am.
If you guys would have answered when I called earlier, I wouldn't have to go through all of this. But I did call my card company because I didn't recognize anything that was on there, electronics, because I didn't order any electronics.
So is there currently a dispute with your bank, or did they tell you to call us first?
No, I called you first.
Okay.
And I didn't get any answer. It just kept going back, leave your hit number 3 and we'll call you, and and every time I just got
Are super busy today, ma'am, and it is a holiday, so we are currently short staffed. I do apologize, ma'am.
But
what I will go ahead and do is a one-time courtesy is issue a full refund. Before I can issue the full refund on the membership fee, though, for you, I do need to verify, did you actually file a dispute with your bank, or did they tell you to call us?
I did put a dispute with the bank.
And what did your bank say when you spoke with them?
They said that they would take care of it.
Okay. So since there's currently an active dispute, before I can proceed forward with the filing of the fraud, you will need to call back with them.
That's what
to verify what's going on with that dispute. Give me just a moment, though, while I finish getting this canceled out for you.
I guess I didn't read all the little bitty printing. She's not going to cancel the whole thing.
Excuse me, ma'am? Did you ask me a question?
Yes. No, I didn't ask a question.
Okay, well, I'm canceling the account now. Give me just a moment.
I'm going to play the most important thing here.
I'm still here, Mama. Okay, so the account's been canceled thoroughly, and then the charge for us to be able to get a full refund issued for the membership, you will need to call back with the bank on the line. Once we're able to verify that, then we'll be able to proceed forward with the full refund for you for the membership as a one-time courtesy, okay? But again, it's not fraudulent, so we won't be filing fraud on the account.
Okay, I will call my bank and let them know.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, it's going to be Sea Lake and Charlie. 2-6-3-1 Sea Lake and Charlie.
Okay.
2-6-3-1-8-7-8-4-2-9
Okay, that's C as in Charlie. 2-6-3-1-8-7-8-4-2-9
Correct.
And I need to give this number to the bank or what?
That's your cancellation number. Then once you call back with the bank on the line, ma'am, we'll be able to verify what's going on with that dispute and proceed forward with issuing that full refund for that one-time courtesy refund on the membership fee.
Okay. And so how much is it going to be for that one-time membership fee thing?
So as of right now, nothing's been issued, ma'am. But when you call back to get that with your bank online to verify that dispute, then we'll proceed forward with a full refund that we were speaking about before.
Okay. Okay.
You let me know there was a dispute on the account. So I've notated all of that, what we discussed, so that when you call back, they just have to verify and then they can get it refunded and issued for you. Okay.
So this is the cancellation dispute number, right?
No, it hasn't been refunded, ma'am. It's just a cancellation number. We need to verify what's going on with the dispute you filed with your bank.
Okay. Then do I need to call you back?
You need to call back with your bank on the line, ma'am.
Okay, I'll call my bank. But then do I need to call you back again?
Again, you need to call back with your bank and you on the same line, ma'am.
I don't understand how I can do this.
So you need to do either a three-way call with you and the bank on the same line. You can either do a three-way call with you and your bank on the line, either by calling them, then calling us back, or having them issue the call and bring you in, or you can go into the bank and issue the call from there. We just need you and the bank on the line at the same time so that we can go ahead and assist you, ma'am, with verifying the dispute they filed to proceed forward with the full refund for that membership fee.
I understand, but I don't know how to do a three-way call.
And if you don't know how to do it, you can ask the bank to do it, or you can go into the bank and call from the bank directly, ma'am.
Well, they probably won't be open any longer today.
I'm just explaining that's the process you can do to get both of you on the same line, ma'am.
But we have to be on the line with you.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct. You have to be on the line, ma'am, at the same time, speaking with the agent, ma'am. And then again,
so
you can request.
So how do I call? I don't understand
okay,
how to do it.
The account's been notated about what we discussed, ma'am. I've notated saying it's not fraudulent since you did place the order, and that we've discussed a full refund, but we can't issue it until you get call back and verify the dispute since you've already filed a dispute.
So can I just
when you call back, the same number you called today, you call back with your bank on the line, the agent verifies with your bank, there's no dispute, then we can proceed forward with the call. If you want to speak with the supervisor instead of a regular agent, you can request to be transferred and they will transfer you.
Ma'am, I don't know how to get
ma'am, you have to call
you,
back.
Then.
Ma'am, I've notated the account.
I'm trying to understand. I am trying to understand you. Because that number that I called, I have tried over and over, and it doesn't get me through to anybody right away.
Verify the number you have, and I'll verify if it's correct, ma'am.
The number that I have was 855, I'm trying to remember what it was. Hang on just a minute. I have
I'm
my
waiting.
Paper on the table.
Take your time.
Table. Okay, what the number I called was 855-460-1844. Ma'am?
I'm verifying it. Give me a second. You said 855-460-1844. I don't see that as our number for the. That may be a different
one
that was provided to you.
And they always put me on.
Let me give you our number. That may be a secondary number you were given, but I don't see that as the main number.
Well, that's the number that I have.
It's going to be 855.
Okay.
And then it's going to be, are you ready for it? 855?
Yes.
Making sure I'm giving you the correct one now. We service over 1,000 different companies, ma'am. So we have different numbers for each company. I'm trying to make sure you get the right one. Yeah, so it's going to be 855.
Okay.
Oh, I lost it. Give me a second. I lost it. Eight five five six zero five.
605.
4501.
4501.
Yes, ma'am.
And this will get me back to you. Or
that will get you
somebody.
That will get you to the main customer line.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And then you can request to speak with the again. Agent, it will ask you, do you want to wait on hold for the next available agent, or would you like a call back And then they'll basically call you back if you request a call back. But I would recommend doing the yes you want on Live Agent. That way you can just be Joseph.
Joseph.
Yes, ma'am. That way you don't have to wait for the call back and lose the bank that's on the line with you.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a wonderful day. Bye bye.
There's no way that you can call the customer service at the bank?
No, ma'am. I cannot call the customer service at the bank, ma'am. You have to call back with them on the line, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
No, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. Bye-bye.